Hey guys, this is episode 58 of the Grimory House podcast. This is my review of Amagi Brilliant Park, which is about this kid named Saya Kanye, which he is like an arrogant guy, and he gets invited on a date by this girl named Azuzu Sento, and she like basically threatens him and forced him to go out on this date with her, and she takes him to this theme park, and it's failing, it's in horrible condition, and she wants him to restore it and manage it. And it's just one of those, it's a really fun show. It's bright and colorful, and it's cutesy, and it's really funny at times. It's one of those shows where the dialogue goes really quick, like at least in the first couple episodes. Between some of the characters, like Azuzu and Kanye, for instance, they talk, like, at the beginning, they talk really, really quickly back and forth to each other. And I think it kind of enhances the dialogue a little bit, if that makes sense. And there is, so at first, you have all the characters. Here are the characters that are in this show. You have, and I only wrote the ones that are really interesting to me, which is about three. Like, super interesting, as in, like, important. You have Saya Kanye. He's great at everything, but nobody really likes him at all, which I think is a great twist on the, like, protagonist character. Because usually in a lot of anime that I've watched recently, like Food Wars and, like, Naruto and stuff like that, when you have characters like that, like, you have the main character. He's really good at everything, and everybody likes him. And he's kind of like Sasuke in Naruto is really good at everything, but at the beginning, at least, he's kind of a dick. He's kind of just not a person that you would assume everybody would like. He's very, it's like opposite of this. Kanye is really good at everything, but he's such a narcissist and such so full of himself that no one really likes being around him, and no one is just, no one likes him. And not even in a hostile way, just in a, this guy is not really somebody that I want to be around, because he's kind of he's really a big narcissist, and which makes sense. You have Azuzu Sento. You could say she's kind of soft-spoken. She's like talks in a monotone manner. She's like, it's contrast her behavior, because she's very, very confrontational. She deals with things herself, like with her gun. Every time somebody fights or anything, she pulls out a gun and like pulls out her little rifle thing, and she shoots him with her Painbringer bullets. And she's, yeah, the enforcer. She's a member of the Royal Guard, and she comes off as cold sometimes, but she really cares, especially when she meets Kanye. She really likes Kanye. That's obvious from the start, like that was gonna be a thing. It was really obvious. And you have Latifa, which she's the princess of the park. She's very like cutesy, and she's basically the embodiment of a princess. She has to be kept alive. It's basically where it's later in the show where she needs to be kept alive. Like if the park closes, she'll die. And another thing is she has a thing where every year on her birthday, or it's either the anniversary of the park or something, anniversary of event, she had a curse put on her. It's the anniversary of the curse. And every year, her memories of the past year get wiped. So Kanye starts working there like 3 months before the deadline, where they have to get $500,000 a year. They're at $250,000. He has to help them get another $250,000. Kanye does. So at the end, she's supposed to lose her memory. And like, that's not revealed to like the last like two episodes of the show. Like, there's a lot of good things. I wrote a lot of notes for this one, like little side notes, because a lot of the characters in general aren't really entertaining. Like, you have the animal characters, which are I don't even remember the Mofel, which is like a little bear dude. He sounds like Jimmy Neutron at times. They're not the same voice actor. But yeah, he sounds like Jimmy Neutron. You have the other, like the pink bunny and like a sheep. and they're like entertaining, but they're not really memorable. They're like funny, but they don't really provide any depth whatsoever. So they're just kind of there to, I guess, make you laugh. And they succeed at that a little bit. The colors in this anime are really, really good. Like they pop and everything looks bright. It really succeeds at being bright and colorful and just really fun. There's a line in the beginning, like the first episode, where a little boy notices Azuzu's her panties. Like he knows, like, hey mom, like her whatever, she's wearing like blue whatever, and she has a gun out. Like she has a gun out, and he's like, and the mom just goes, be it like everyone else and pretend you don't see them. And I thought that was funny. It was just really funny. Like no one notices stuff like that in anime. Like when something happens, no one really notices fan service sometimes. And it's really funny when a character in a show notices it. You have the show is really, really like it drips of charm. It was a show that I watched the first episode and I really, really liked it. It was a breeze to watch. It was really calm and it's funny. I think that's my kind of show. I'm a slice of life guy. So like when a show is really calm and it's really breezy to watch, it's really good. I don't know what to say. Like honestly, it's really, really, good. They have, more characters. You have the elemental girls, and they're like fire, water, grass, and like clouds or something like that. I really didn't pay attention to that. There's a ditzy one. Like all the other ones are like have kind of a personality trait. Like one text a lot, I think. And you have one that's like the ditzy one, and she just like basically in every scene she's in, she just does a goofy thing. And you think it get kind of like annoying at point after a while, but it's honestly hilarious. Like I'm always like waiting for to see what she does because it's just funny. Like she's just there for comedy. She doesn't do anything else besides like supposed to make you laugh, and it really works. There's episode 4 where Sento is ignored by Saya, which is Kanye, like I said, his first name. And she feels useless. She feels useless because, like, every time that she tries to bring up an idea for something in the park, he kind of brushes her off. And he makes all decisions, and one of them goes wrong. Like, it floods. There's a storm. And something happens in the park floods. And I really liked it because it made Sento look like she belonged there and she solved her problem. She was resourceful. And it made Saya respect her and really respect her input and everything, which is good. Episode 7 is great because she gets Sento or Azuzu eats like a truth. Truth thingy, like a lozenge thing, and it makes her like every time somebody asks her a question, she just starts like saying the truth. She cannot not she has to say the truth. I really liked it because it's not anything like super unique or whatever, but it's really good to see Azuzu out of character, and it's just like I like out of character episodes. It kind of like shakes something up. It kind of makes unique. It makes it stand out. It makes you kind of understand a character, because Azuzu is very, very calm and like her monotone voice. So having her like act the like different than that kind of makes her more interesting and kind of like, because it made it obvious that she had a crush. So like basically the entire point of the episode was for her to get her to admit that she has a crush on Kanye. There is an episode where Kanye gets sick. Kanye, I keep saying Kanye. They said Kanye a couple of times during the show. Kanye gets sick and he has to stay home, and they make like a suit for him, and it's like a suit has a zipper on top, and every time somebody asks about the zipper, they just go, don't worry about it. And like Cento goes first, like she gets in the suit. It looks just like him. It's basically Kanye with a zipper on his head, and like they do the, you go through the day and basically like pretend to be him. Like the scenes where Cento's in the suit is like, they're funny, and I think they're like really understated. Like they're very like subtle, kind of, compared to when the pink sheep and the pink bear thing and the sheep go in there, and they're like basically the opposite of subtle, and it's still okay, but I'd rather just Cento be in there and like kind of like be herself. It's kind of funny. You have the OP is really good. I really like the OP for this anime. It's it sounds epic and like grand, and it's like, it just like it pulled me in to the show. I really, really liked it. Like it, this show in general is just really, really fun. It's only it's 13 episodes, so it's something you can watch in a day, and it's really fun, and I like it a lot. You have it's like this show in conclusion to this, if that. Sorry for jumping around, but you have, this show is really weird because you have, it's a show that I noticed the flaws, that I noticed its flaws, but I still really liked it anyway. It had unfinished arcs, like with Kanye and Cento, like their love thing. There's no really development in that, really. It's kind of nothing. She kind of like treated him a little better, and that's really it. It's nothing major. They had no real antagonist until the final episode, but it really didn't matter. Like it revolved around, like, they had a goal to reach. They have to reach 500,000 guests a year to stay open. And at the time when Kanye gets there, they have 250,000, like I said, and they have to get another 250,000. And there's this guy who owns a company that wants to buy them out and like shut down the park. And it's like, he's there kind of, he wants Kanye to work for him. And like, he's in a couple episodes, but he's not really an antagonist. He's an antagonist in a sense that, yeah, he's against the plans, against the motives of the main characters, and that's fine, but he's not really antagonistic until the final episode, the final episode, it's revealed that he's the sorcerer that put the curse on Latifah. And, like, he's like, I'll be back or whatever, and he leaves, so it's like, okay, he's a thing now. And I don't know if this is going to have more, another season. I haven't really looked into it. And a lot of pointless characters, like, you have the main characters that I presented, like Latifah, Cento, and Kanye, but nobody else really like felt like anything. Like they had characters where they hired like four girls or whatever, and like they were, each of the girls were in Cento's dream that she had, and they were like all over Kanye, and it was like oh, okay, they're gonna use these characters to further that arc or whatever. They didn't really do that. They did it for like a little bit, and then they kind of gave up on it, and they're just kind of there. And like one of the girls shows up in like two episodes after her initial showing up, after she gets hired, and that's really it. So I mean, they don't really do anything with them, so there's no purpose in them being there except they needed to hire more people. I don't want to get too in depth and like criticize it too much, because it's really just a fun show, and I really liked it. It had its flaws, like I said, but I really, really liked it. If I had to give it a rating, 7.5 out of 10. It was solid. It made me laugh. It was fun. I use the word fun a lot. That was the review of Amagi Brilliant Park. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.